BBC News with Chris Barrow. In an extraordinary series of tweets, President Trump has appeared to encourage protests against lockdowns in several US states. He called for Minnesota, Michigan and Virginia to be put, as he put it, liberated. All three are led by Democrats. It's only a day after Mr. Trump acknowledged that state governors could decide when to lift restrictions imposed to prevent the spread of COVID-19. The World Health Organization has cast doubt on the usefulness of antibody tests for the virus. WHO officials in Geneva said there was no proof that having had the disease would guarantee immunity. France says there's no evidence to back claims in the United States that a Chinese laboratory created the new coronavirus. Beijing says the reports have no scientific basis. Malawi's High Court has temporarily barred the government from introducing a three-week lockdown intended to halt the spread of the disease. It follows a petition by a rights group which argued that the authorities had failed to introduce measures to help the poor while restrictions were in place. Another member of an indigenous community in Brazil has died from COVID-19, raising fears of an outbreak among the country's vulnerable native people. Stock markets have made gains following reports that a drug to treat COVID-19 has shown positive results in trials. New York's Dow Jones Index closed nearly 3% higher on Friday, also reflecting the prospect of the US economy reopening. And NASA will launch its first manned mission from US soil in almost 10 years at the end of May. The rocket and the spacecraft it's carrying have been developed by the SpaceX company. Two astronauts will blast off from Cape Canaveral to the International Space Station. BBC News.